Today is the second anniversary of President Obama's executive order for agencies to hire 100,000 more people with disabilities by 2015. But the federal government as a whole is not on track to hit that target. So far, it's only hired 20,000 new hires with disabilities in 2010 and 2011 combined. Kathy Martinez is the Assistant Secretary of Labor for the Office of Disability Employment Policy. She says Labor and the Office of Personnel Management have tools for hiring managers to access qualified candidates, but Martinez says it's a lack of understanding about how a disabled employee can do the job that hinders hiring more people with disabilities.
There's an expression, we fear less what we know best, right? If somebody hasn't really had experience with any difference, they tend to fear it, whether it's race, you know, gender, sexual orientation, disability. And I think in some ways, disability is the final frontier with regard to hiring. People ask me, what's the best training for folks, you know, for people to learn about disability? And my answer is hire a person with a disability.
Martinez says the prejudice against people with disabilities, that those with non-evident limitations are afraid to come out of their disability because of possible discrimination. In May, the Government Accountability Office said assessments of the force's disability numbers may be difficult to determine because they're afraid of how the information might be used. And problems are already showing up in the conditions provided for feds who acknowledge difficulties they may have. In fiscal 2010, federal employees filed 51,000 disability claims with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That represents more than 15% of all EEOC claims filed. Vina Hurst, a senior attorney with the Office of Federal Operations at EEOC, says discrimination either by a supervisor or coworker is the most common disability-related complaint. But the second biggest complaint is a lack of reasonable accommodations. Since the implementation of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, agencies have been required to make sure people with disabilities have equal access to the benefits and privileges of employees. That includes access to lunchrooms, fitness rooms, and not just spaces in the office layout. Hurst says a lack of readjusting is generally what prompts employees to file grievances.
Specifically, it could be that the individual was either denied the accommodation that they requested or the agency delayed in processing the accommodation. Typically, there's a breakdown in the communication, or agency managers are really not familiar with the agency reasonable accommodation procedures and the steps that they should be taking, or they're second-guessing the need for the accommodation even though it's already been approved, and that's an area of significant concern.
That's Vina Hurst of EEOC. She says some managers argue their agency doesn't have the money to make accommodations, but that's rarely an argument that is successful. Hurst points to free resources and low-cost resources for disabilities accommodation at other agencies, including the Computer Electronic Accommodations Program at the Defense Department or Agriculture's Target Program. She also says the cost argument's ineffective when you factor in changes are made for general employees, including more ergonomic chairs and keyboards. While the number of disabled workers hired under the guidelines set by President Obama may not be gaining as much ground as advocates had hoped for, that doesn't mean that federal employees with special needs aren't succeeding in their current capacities. At the National Institutes of Health, a group known as Three Blind Mice formed as a resource-sharing group within the agency. In less than a year, that group of three has grown to nearly 50. Not only do the members use the chance to educate themselves and enhance resources they have access to, but they also organize activities to teach others. For Take Your Child to Work Day, they put together a station for employees and their kids to learn how to walk with a can wearing blindfolds or check out gadgets they use every day. Chris Boer, a grants management specialist at NIH, showed Federal News Radio's Jolie Lee how his workstation was reconfigured to help him do the everyday tasks associated with his job.
Basically, there are two main programs, adaptive software programs, that I use. This is just a standard laptop. I have two monitors set up. The idea is that the program is reading the code and everything behind what you're seeing on the screen. And you can hear Jaws talking here. And it's really fast, probably. So most people can't understand it that fast, but I can slow the speech down. Okay, so
my documents.
This is my documents.
My computer.
My computer.
To see more methods being used at NIH to help their visually impaired employees, you go to federalnewsradio.com. You can find a link there to more about the various employment resources that are available for agencies that want to hire more employees with disabilities, and also links to resources to help make workspaces more accessible.